fruit-bearing branches, the Lord was hungry. He represented a people hungering for fruit that they ought to have had, but did not receive from an apparently flourishing fig tree. The spiritual necessities were not supplied to satisfy the people whom Christ had pledged his life to save by his grace and righteousness. When the Lord is with the people who have knowledge and advantages in spiritual enlightenment, and when they impart that which they have received from God, they are fruit-bearing branches. They receive God's rich blessing, and are producers of fruit. As a sure result, in the hand of God and under the influence of the Holy Spirit, they are mighty men. Constantly they represent before the world the great goodness of God, not only in spiritual lines, but in temporal lines as well. They shall prevail, for of a truth God is with them. Nothing to commend. Christ did not condemn the first son for refusing the command. At the same time, he did not commend him. The class who act the part of the son who said, "I will not," deserve no credit for holding the position they do. This open frankness is not to be commended as a virtue. This openness of character, sanctified by truth and holiness, will make bold witnesses for Christ, but used as it is by the sinner, it is insulting and defiant, and approaches to blasphemy. Because a man is not a hypocrite, he is none the less a sinner. When the appeals of the Holy Spirit come to the heart, our only safety lies in responding to them without delay. More than a promise is needed. The history of Israel as presented in this parable should be studied by all who would practice the teachings of Christ. The vineyard represents the church. The two sons are the two classes of men and women in the world. The Lord calls every member of his church to work in his vineyard. We are to understand our relation to Christ. Christ must abide in our hearts that we may keep before us pure principles, high incentives to moral rectitude. Our work is not merely to promise, but to do. Honesty and integrity must bind us up with God to fulfill his word to the letter. Let those who hear the message God sends today beware, lest they follow the example of the self-exalted Jews. God does not propose to remove from our path everything that creates question or doubt in regard to the working of his servants. He gives ground for faith sufficient to convince the candid, sincere mind, but more evidence than this will never change the inward determination to resist light.